Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Wrestling Report for July 12, 2014, as we drop by the Sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee for some USWO action. We also had a few special guests drop by, like the franchise Shane Douglas, the Resistance Pro Champion, also one half of their tag team champions, Josephus Brody, along with Abriella, and former USWO Triple Crown Champion Noray Havoc. Our officials for the evening were Robert Knight and Big Man in Charge Chris. Let's get to our first match. Big Man in Charge Chris just called for the bell, and our opening match is the Assassin Tim Renesto, don't call him New Age, and he is taking on Kevin James Weatherby, who is one half of the NWA's Southern Tag Team Champions and also the NWA's Southern Junior Heavyweight Champion. But of course none of that is at stake here, because this is USWO, where we do things our way. Renesto grabs a headlock and takes Weatherby over to the mat. Weatherby, trying to fight out of it, and gets back to his feet. But Renesto is still with that headlock, and he's really grinding on that head. Weatherby shoots Renesto in the ropes. Renesto leapfrogs. There's a hip toss by Kevin James Weatherby. There's an arm drag and an arm bar, and down goes Tim Renesto. Renesto back to his feet, pushes Weatherby back to the corner. Big Man in Charge Chris would like to see a break, but he doesn't, because Renesto pops Weatherby in the jaw and chops him. Weatherby leapfrogs. There's another arm drag, and down goes Tim Renesto. Of course, wherever Tim Renesto is, you never know. You could see Speed Manson wandering around, or maybe even Tim Speedy Talltree. Renesto again pushes Weatherby back to the corner. And Big Man in Charge Chris counts, which that gives Renesto time to punch and chop some more. Renesto, nice uppercut there to the chin of Kevin Weatherby, our NWA Southern Junior Heavyweight Champion. Renesto reverse whipped in the ropes, and Weatherby again takes him down in an armbar. Renesto again gets to his feet, looks like he's got a handful of hair, and he backs Weatherby to the ropes. Oh, a right to the jaw. Renesto whips Weatherby into the ropes. Weatherby kind of flips over Renesto, but Renesto backs up and makes Weatherby miss a drop kick. Renesto with a double axe handle right to the head of Kevin James Weatherby. Renesto pulls Weatherby into a clothesline and gets a cover. Barely got one. Renesto bangs Weatherby's head in the turnbuckle. Ooh, another pop to the jaw. Renesto wearing out Weatherby with those chops. Renesto whips Weatherby across hard into the opposite corner, and down goes Kevin Weatherby. Renesto again. This time he actually got him down for two. Big Man in Charge Chris right on the cage. Renesto stomps to the head of Kevin James Weatherby. And Renesto again, once again backing Weatherby to the corner. There's a chop. Weatherby whipped across the ring. Here comes Renesto. Renesto misses on a Bronco Buster as Weatherby jumps out of the way at the last second. Both wrestlers slow to get up. Now both wrestlers back to their feet. Weatherby with a forearm puts Renesto down. There's a back elbow. Weatherby reverse whipped in the corner, but gets a boot up right in Renesto's mush. Oh, goes for a neck breaker, but Renesto sees it coming and pushes him off. Weatherby with a backslide. And that'll do it. So Kevin Weatherby walks away victorious in this first match here, holding both of his titles. Next up is ladies action, as hardcore Heather Owens wonders where her opponent is.
Yeah.
All right, so referee Robert Knight calls for the bell for our next match, which is a ladies' match. And we have hardcore Heather Owens making her return to USWO, and she is taking on a newcomer, Deanna Perrazzo, which didn't really have a lot of time this week to do much research on her, but she seems to be handling herself rather well to begin against Heather Owens, who has been down here on several occasions. Perrazzo really working on that arm of Heather Owens, but Heather's got a handful of hair, but still can't hang on to it. And now Heather trying to elbow free, pulls under and reverses the hold. Now Heather Owens yanking on the arm of Deanna Perrazzo, and that arm's getting yanked pretty good. Perrazzo reverses that, and now goes to an arm bar. Heather Owens trying to make it to a rope or something so she can get out of this hole, but not having much luck. And now Heather's got a handful of hair and pulls Deanna into a headlock. Deanna throws some elbows and gets away, grabs Heather, whips her across the ropes, but she gets blocked down. Heather leapfrogs Deanna with a hip toss, and there's an arm bar. Heather's slightly larger than Deanna. Of course, Heather is more hardcore than Deanna probably is, I reckon. Heather hammering away now in the back of Deanna Perrazzo, making her first appearance here at the Sawmill, and probably don't know what to think about it. Now Heather choking Deanna in the middle rope, much to the chagrin of referee Robert Knight, who asked her to please don't do that anymore, because that's not in compliance with the rules. But meanwhile, drops a double axe handle to the back of Deanna Perrazzo. Heather now with Deanna in the corner. There's some rams shoulders in the midsection, which is perfectly legal. Heather now calls for quiet, and she gives Deanna a big, loud chop, and she celebrates. And that was a chop worth celebrating, folks. Heather misses on an elbow, and Deanna turns around and not quite a hard as chop as Heather gave her, but she is getting ahead in quantity of chops, and she's chopped Heather now, make that four times. Deanna whips Heather across. Here comes Deanna, right into a hardcore elbow from hardcore Heather Owens. Down goes Deanna. Heather grabs the leg and covers, but only gets two. Heather now pulls Deanna up. Let's see, this may be a suplex try here. Yes, it is. And Heather hits the suplex on Deanna. Hooks leg and covers, but still only gets two. Heather now arguing the count with referee Robert Knight, but that was a pretty fair two count to me. Deanna now firing back with some forearms, but Heather with a clubbing forearm right to the back of the head of Deanna Perrazzo, and down she goes. Now there's a kick to the ribs. Heather hooks leg and covers again, only two. And that was a fair two count also. Heather now with a, looks like she's got a handful of hair. And there's a forearm down, right back down goes Deanna. Heather now taunting Deanna before she hooks a leg and covers. That was about 2 2/3 or 2.6667 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. Heather picks up Deanna. There's a slam down on the mat. And looks like Heather's going to take flight here. Oh, but she misses an elbow drop as Deanna rolled out of the way. Robert Knight counting. Heather is up first. And there's Deanna. Oh, Deanna with a shoulder block. And another one. Oh, Deanna's firing up now on hardcore Heather Owens. There's some forearms. Whips her in the corner. And whips her into the other corner. There's a kick. Oh, look at here. There's a suplex. Hooks and covers. That was about 2 5/7 or 2.714 for the others of you who prefer to use decimals. There's the eye poke of doom by hardcore Heather Owens. Heather picks Deanna up in a fireman's carry. Oh, but Deanna drops down, rolls her up. And there you go. So Deanna Perrazzo's first trip to the Sawmill is a success. Also want to point out that Heather is the co-host of a podcast called Ribbon on the Square, which is available at www.fromdusktiltcon.com. Let's keep the action going and bring on match number 3. So, Big Man in Charge Chris calls for the bell for match number three, which features the return of the human action figure, Ali Shabazz, and he is accompanied by the Mad Hatter, Judas, who is in a top hat, so that's an accurate name. And he is taking on the former USWO Triple Crown champion, the rock star, Mike Jablonski, who is also making his return to USWO after a lengthy absence. And Shabazz grabs the headlock, and he's grinding on that head of Mike Jablonski. Jablonski now reverses the hold and pulls Shabazz into a headlock of his own. Shabazz with Jablonski in a headlock now. Big Man in Charge Chris checking to make sure everything's kosher here. Shabazz with a hammerlock now. But Jablonski with a drop toe hold and grabs Shabazz and rolls him up around on the mat a little bit. And it looks like he's got a front face lock down on the mat. Now Shabazz with some forearms to the back of the head of Jablonski and grabs a headlock. Shabazz shoots Jablonski in the rope, but the much larger Jablonski blocks him down. There's a cover. And that was only two. Jablonski now with Shabazz back in the corner. There's some right to the upside the head of Ali Shabazz, the human action figure. Jablonski running forearm and scoops up Ali. There's a body slam. Jablonski drops an elbow, a rock star elbow, if you will, but still only gets two, and that was pretty much two, not rounded off or anything. Jablonski headbutt, down goes Shabazz. And now Shabazz makes his way to the corner, looks like he's trying to get away, but Jablonski grabs him. Shabazz with some rights keeps Jablonski at bay. Jablonski reverse whipped into the ropes, and Judas grabs Jablonski's leg and has a few words for him. Shabazz comes up and clobbers Jablonski in the back of the head, and down he goes. And now Shabazz putting the boots to the rock star, Mike Jablonski. Now a little conference with Big Man in Charge Chris. Here's Judas over to choke Jablonski in the bottom rope. So Judas kind of dressed like an Undertaker or something. Not the Undertaker, but like an actual Undertaker with a cane, which he used to choke Jablonski. Shabazz connects on a kick to the jaw. There's another one. Jablonski's standing up in the corner while Shabazz is doing this. Here comes Shabazz, running forearm. Snapmare on Jablonski. Shabazz hooks a leg and covers. 2-1/6, maybe. And now Big Man in Charge Chris counseling Shabazz on his behavior, which is choking Jablonski or massaging his throat, depending on your point of view. Shabazz whips Jablonski into the ropes. And there's a status above Supreme Lariat. But still only gets two. Hell, Big Man in Charge Chris emphatically says that it was a two. Shabazz has Jablonski down on the mat in some kind of hold because Judas is standing right in the line of sight. But whatever it is, he lets go. Shabazz now using Jablonski for a speed bag in the corner. Shabazz whipped into the ropes, does a handstand, comes off of a springboard elbow, and down goes Jablonski. Shabazz hooks a leg and kind of poses a little bit, and that gives Jablonski a chance to get his shoulders up before the three count. And Judah's not happy with Big Man in Charge Chris's counting, but, you know, he might as well get in line with that. Jablonski shoots Shabazz into the ropes. Shabazz hangs on. Jablonski misses a kick. Shabazz runs over, hooks a leg and covers, but still only gets two. Jablonski now on the apron. Shabazz hammering on Jablonski. Jablonski kind of draped over the middle of the rope, and there's an axe kick. And Shabazz shows that his status is currently above Supreme. Shabazz wanders over, hooks a leg and covers, but Jablonski gets a foot on the rope. Shabazz grabs Jablonski. Jablonski reverse whips him into the ropes. Shabazz ducks the lariat. Oh, double clotheslines, and both of them go down. Big Man in Charge Chris counting. Oh, he's already to four. That's pretty good for him. Big Man in Charge Chris to seven, and both wrestlers back to their feet. Jablonski firing some rights. whips Chavez into the ropes. And there's a leg lariat by the rock star Mike Jamonsi. Goes over and covers. But once again, it can't hold Chavez down for three. Chavez, ooh, rolling splash into the corner. Goes for a spin kick, but Jablonski takes him down. But again, oh, and Jablonski finally holds him down for the pin. So Mike Jablonski makes a triumphant return to USWO, and now we get two guys making their USWO debut in our next match. Oh, that's JoJo Bravo on the mic, by the way.
First, let me introduce JoJo Bravo.
So referee Robert Knight calls for the bell for match number 4 of 8, by the way. And we have two guys making their USWO debuts here. We have Bolt Brady, who is right now backing JoJo Bravo to the corner and getting out of a waistlock. But now Bravo shoves Brady and exits the ring. It was JoJo Bravo run at everybody that he is from Florida. Now JoJo back in the ring. Bolt Brady, kind of a taller black guy with a blonde mohawk. JoJo Bravo, kind of shorter guy. And we got a test of strength going here. And it's taking all of JoJo's strength to try to get Bolt Brady down, but finally kicked to the midsection and grabs the headlock. Well, he went for an arm breaker, but he spins out of it and kicks Brady's leg out from under him. Brady now flips out of an arm lock, and we got lots of leapfrogging, and hey, there's a, I think it's a Mexican arm drag. Bolt Brady flips around and drops an elbow on JoJo Bravo, gets a quick cover. Bravo now in the corner, and now referee Robert Knight trying to keep them apart, and that gives JoJo Bravo a chance for a cheap shot. Bravo right between the eyes of Bolt Brady. Now grabs him in a headlock, chokes him a little on the ropes. JoJo Bravo kind of engaging the crowd here at the Sawmill. Of course, this is the first time they've ever seen him. Bravo with a shoulder block from the top rope. Hooks, leg, and covers, only two. He's going to try to gouge the eyes of Bolt Brady. Ooh, couple of elbows to the shoulder now, twisting the head of Bolt Brady, which includes a blonde mohawk, reminiscent of mohawks that Josh Crow used to have. Bravo snapmare and takes Brady over to the mat and could be setting up for a sleeper here, possibly. Referee Robert Knight checking to make sure nothing's being done illegally. Brady gets to his feet, picks up Bravo, but Bravo drops down and rolls him into the corner. Ooh, running drop kick in the corner. Bravo hooks a leg and covers, only gets two. Bravo now front face lock. There's another snapmare. He's gonna choke Bolt Brady with a leg. Pulls Brady down by the arms, but can't hold him down for three. Robert Knight getting several twos. Now he's gonna choke. Now he's gonna grab Brady's arms and wrap him around his own neck. JoJo Bravo finally stands Brady up and just pops him in the jaw. And let's see what JoJo Bravo is going to do now. Running forearm right under the chin of Bolt Brady. Whips Brady across. And here he comes again. This time he runs into a Bolt Brady boot. Brady off the ropes with a flying elbow. There's a lariat. Let's see what he does now. Oh, double knees off the ropes. Brady hooks the leg and covers. Only two. JoJo Bravo now begging off in the corner. Bravo out of the corner kind of catches him in a little mini tilt-a-whirl and sends Brady head first into the turnbuckle. There's a something or another. Bravo hooks a leg, but still only gets two. Bravo setting up maybe for a suplex. Brady reverses it. He's got him underhooked, but Bravo shoves him back to the corner, rams shoulders in the midsection. Oh, Bravo runs into a double knees. Here's Bolt Brady with a kind of a Pittsburgh plunge into in double knees, and that'll do it. Yes, and the faces are 4-0 so far tonight. Hey, we got people chanting, "That is awesome!" at a USWO show. What will they think of next?
Would you guys like to see Bolt Brady back in the USWO?
Yeah.
All right.
Informed by Tony Fox.
Oh, here's Rachel out.
She stayed at the stadium in locker room many years ago, called by one John Wayne Murdoch. Tonight, we will be exacting some revenge and making up the money to pay for the damage that he caused. For $1 apiece, you can buy raffle tickets, and we're going to take it out on John Wayne's behind. Okay? So the winner of the raffle gets not only one good lick at John Wayne Murdoch after his match tonight, also there are t-shirts and a DVD that Tony Fox says that are part of the prize. So if you'd like to come and see me, I have plenty of tickets, $1 a piece, and we're going to get our revenge on John Wayne Murdoch this evening.
All right, let's give it up for Miss Rachel, everybody. Make sure you buy a ticket for Miss Rachel. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special guest in the house tonight. And now's a good time for you to come over and say hi. I want you to give it up for Shane Douglas, everybody. Right back here. And as we go to intermission, be sure to visit his table and say hello. He's got pictures for sale, t-shirts, DVDs, a lot of stuff for you.
Some things never change at USWO. Even though Damian Payne changed his name to John Wayne Murdoch, that doesn't keep him from being the guest of honor at tonight's whipping raffle. After intermission, Murdoch has a match against yet another newcomer, but first we hear from Jimmy Street.
Fox, he was led to the ring by the best manager you've ever seen in your life. The Duke of Nashville, the third generation superstar, the do-a-diddy to the diddy-dum-diddy-doo, the best wrestler you've ever seen. Last time he was in Florida, now he's in this cup. Everybody, John Wayne Murdoch. The Nashville Rebel, Captain Murdoch Jr., Captain Redneck Jr. There you go. That's how you do that.
So, Big Man in Charge Chris calls for the bell for match number 5. And we have John Wayne Murdoch, who was on a podcast earlier this week, which you can find on the Mid-Southern Wrestling Message Board. And he is accompanied to the ring by the Duke of Nashville, I guess, Jimmy Street. And he is taking on a newcomer to USWO, Blake Balakas, who I believe is also from Florida. We have quite a contingent from out of town here tonight. Murdoch winds up on the arm. Balakas rolls around and takes John Wayne Murdoch down, of course. John Wayne Murdoch, a former USWO Triple Crown champion, back when he was Damian Payne, of course. Balakas winds up on the arm. There's a hard chop. Block is another one. And Murdoch's getting chopped up pretty good here to start. Block is a big bearded guy, kind of the Shelby Street brawler, Josephus. Block is now going for an arm bar, and he's got it clinched in pretty good. Murdoch trying to make his way to the ropes and gets a foot on the bottom ropes. Big man in charge, Chris, still trying to break this up and finally does. Block is now shoves Murdoch. They lock up, roll around the ropes a little bit. Murdoch shoots Block is into the ropes. Block is blocks him, but Murdoch doesn't quite go down. Tries it off another rope, and still no blocking. Blake Block is down. That's a lot of bees. Like two big old Brahma bulls going at it. Murdoch leapfrogs. Block is finally knocks down Murdoch as he comes off the ropes. There's a hip toss. A standing drop kick, and John Wayne Murdoch is going to retreat to the safety of the floor where he meets up with Jimmy Street, and they need to rethink some strategy. But here comes Block is out after him. Block is grabs Jimmy Street and that $5,000 suit of his, but Murdoch is right there with a lariat, and down goes Blake Block is on the padded floor here at the sawmill. Murdoch now makes his way back into the ring, and Jimmy Street getting a few stomps with those $350 a pair designer shoes that he wears. Murdoch through the ropes and a double axe handle to the back of Balakas, who is chasing Jimmy Street around, probably wanting to know where he buys his suits at. Murdoch grabs Balakas and rams his back first into the ring post. And now they're going around to the other side of the ring. And Murdoch rakes his nails across the back. John Wayne Murdoch was in the King of Deathmatches tournament here a few weeks ago. So it ain't going to bother him to resort to weapons. But now he's got Balakas down on the mat in a sleeper. As a matter of fact, he's got him in a body scissors and a sleeper at the same time. Balakas trying to fight out. And gets back to his feet. Balakas picks up Murdoch. There's a body slam. Murdoch pulls him down and has locked him into. Looked like he was going for an inverted dragon sleeper or something. Obviously, he probably wouldn't call it that. There's a forearm for Balakas, and now Balakas draped across the middle rope, and Murdoch's going to do some choking. Big man in charge, Chris, asking John Wayne Murdoch to please stop doing that because it's not a nice thing to do. Murdoch with a chop. Oh, there's the eye poke of doom by John Wayne Murdoch, and a boot puts him down on the mat. Murdoch now rolls over the ropes, but Jimmy Street is right there for a little bit of throat massaging. Murdoch now putting a boot upside the head. Balakas ducks a lariat, goes for a big boot, but John Wayne catches it. Balakas with an enziguri puts Murdoch down on the mat. Balakas now kind of a inverted full Nelson, pulls Murdoch up. Murdoch pushing back to the corner. Murdoch's sort of a variation of a cross space there on Blake Balakas. Now he's going to roll Balakas over, but now Murdoch's shoulders are on the mat, so he keeps rolling. Balakas finally gets his feet on the bottom rope, and Murdoch lets him go, but not before a headbutt. Both wrestlers on their knees now, and they're trading blows. Murdoch now bites Balakas, indication of what Balakas might taste like, and rakes his boot across the forehead of Balakas right where he bit him a minute ago. Block is on his knees trying to fight back, but Murdoch clubs him in the back of the head. Block is a couple of forearms, puts Murdoch. Do-si-do, reverse whips Murdoch. Block is with a running boot. And there's a fireman's carry suplex thing. But only gets two. And big man in charge, Chris, emphatically says that was two and not three. Balakas with a chop spins around, but Murdoch steps over him. Balakas picks him up in an electric chair position and launches Murdoch into the turnbuckle. And there's a hard lariat. Down goes Murdoch. Balakas grabs the leg, lays back on Murdoch, but still only gets two. Well, Balakas says it was three, but Obviously, he missed the USWO employee orientation that says Big Man in Charge Chris's counts are sometimes erratic. Murdoch grabs his schoolboy, but still only gets two. Murdoch with a face breaker, and there's a drop kick, puts Balakas down on the mat. Murdoch does not hook the leg, and therefore does not get three. Well, Big Man in Charge Chris uses up a lot of energy explaining that it was two and not three. Murdoch now sets Balakas on the top turnbuckle. Balakas fights him off. Murdoch runs into a boot. Balakas, tornado DDT, rolls through. He's got kind of a dragon sleeper thing, sort of. Big Man in Charge Chris checking. Murdoch makes the middle rope and steps into the ropes. And now Jimmy Street over. Balakas breaks a hole and kicks Murdoch. Here comes Balakas. Dives through the ropes and out on the John Wayne Murdoch. Can't really tell if Jimmy Street got hit too. Big Man in Charge Chris counts as some people think that was awesome. Balakas rolls Murdoch back in and climbs in himself. Murdoch with a roll-up, but only gets two. Both wrestlers pretty much worn out here, it looks like. And now Balakas coming back with a double-handed chop to the chest. He's done about 10 of them. But Murdoch gets up a big boot, and here comes Balakas with a running knee. Snapmare by Balakas. Balakas misses on a boot, but comes back and catches him in the back of the head. Balakas, but still only gets two. As he laid back on John Wayne Murdoch and grabbed a leg. Here's Balakas back up, grabs a waist lock, but John Wayne reverses it. Balakas reverses it. We just got a lot of reversing going on here. Murdoch, a German suplex, but Balakas right back up to his feet. Balakas, German suplex with a bridge. That's about 2.75 or 2 3/4 for those of you who prefer to use fractions. Murdoch now rolls out to where Jimmy Street is. Here's Balakas over. Balakas reaches over the top rope and grabs John Wayne Murdoch. Balakas pulls Murdoch into the ring and also pulls Jimmy Street in because Jimmy Street was trying to pull John Wayne Murdoch the other way. Big Man in Charge Chris has to get between Balakas and Jimmy Street. Here's Murdoch. Looks like he hit Balakas with a foreign object. And that'll do it. So John Wayne Murdoch using the dreaded international object to get the victory here over Blake Balakas. But the first lady of USWO, Miss Rachel, comes out, and it's time for the whipping raffle. Oh, here's Rachel on the mic.
The raffle tickets I sold earlier on to administer one lick to the backside of John Wayne Murdoch. Jimmy Street, I'm a lady, I'm going to ask that you vacate the ring, or I'm going to give you one on principle. I'm going to pick your winner.
All right, everybody, get your tickets out. Here we go.
Your winner is number 112.
112. Who's got 112?
Bingo.
Bingo.
Miss
Linda Hackney. Linda Hackney. Okay, I'm going to walk off the mic. Oh, Mr. John Wayne Murdoch, Miss Linda. Excuse me, Mr. Murdoch. Miss Linda needs you out here so she can take care of this. Linda Hackney, Facebook, Linda's Wrestling Picks. Somebody needs to take a picture of this. You want Jimmy Street? He's behind the barrier. Can't hit him there. I tell you. All right, everybody. Miss Linda, we're going to do a countdown. Miss Linda, we're going to do a countdown. Everybody, ready? 3, 2, 1. Wow.
I'm not
Congratulations, Miss Linda Hackney. That was so important. Thank you.
Well, that was fun. So let's get back to the action, and we've got 6-man tag team match. So referee Robert Knight calls for the bell for the 6-man tag match. On one side of the ring, we have our USWO Music City champion, Fireball Roberts. We have Mr. 110%, LT Falk, and we have a newcomer to USWO, Teddy King. On the other side, we have the Crow Brothers, the Crow Show, Josh Crow and Juicy JC Crow. And their partner is a man making his USWO debut, although he has wrestled here at the Sawmill plenty of times in the past, Damian Adams. And LT grabs the headlock on Damian Adams. And back to the corner we go, and here is the tag on Fireball Roberts. Roberts takes Adams over in a headlock. Because this is match number 6 of 8 in our super spectacular July card. Roberts blocks Adams down, but can't hold him down for a cover. And here's the tag on Juicy JC Crow. Now the Crow Brothers do a little consulting here. Of course, JC made his return to USWO last month. Not familiar with Fireball Roberts, however. And here's a tag on Josh Crow, who fires up on Fireball Roberts. Roberts leapfrogs and arm drags Josh Crow down on the mat. Of course, the Crow Brothers are more interesting when when Josh would wear cow pants in the ring and JC would wear Tigger pants. But I guess that's way back in the past now. As Fireball Roberts hits an elbow on Josh Crow for a cover, only two. Referee Robert Knight watching over the action here and make sure it doesn't get out of hand. Roberts now pulls Josh Crow over the corner, and here's a tag on Teddy King, who, like I said earlier, I didn't have time to do much research on anybody. Oh, that's a Hurricane Rana from Teddy King, or a King of Kanrana, if you will. But King only gets two. Josh Crow kind of rakes the face and rolls out of the ring. Here's JC Ben. JC grabs a leg. Oh, JC's got the leg grapevine. He's trying to reach over, maybe go for an STF, maybe. Well, now JC lets go of the leg, and now we just got a plain old Plain Jane headlock. Here's Damian Adams back in. Of course, Damian Adams, I believe, won a couple of titles in Saw back several years ago. This is the first time we've seen him here in about that amount of time. It was Damian Adams, also been in OVW recently on TV. Here's LT, and he rolls up Damian Adams, but can't quite get three. Now LT with a headlock. Damian shoots LT into the ropes, catches him. LT with a backslide, but Damian rolls right away before he can even get a count. LT with a headlock on the mat, and here we go. No arm drags yet, in case you're wondering. LT now gets back to the corner, and here's a tag on the Crow Show, Josh Crow. Crow grabs LT, whips him into the ropes. LT with a tilt-a-whirl and a drop kick. Down goes Josh Crow. LT covers. Only two. And here's a tag on Teddy King. Teddy's wrist lock on Josh Crow, but Crow pushes him into the ropes. There's a shot to the kidneys. Crow grabs him coming off the rope and pulls him down. Crow with a fireman's carry driver. And Teddy King's in the wrong part of town as Damian Adams tags in. Adams bangs King's head in a turnbuckle. Adams whips King across. King catches him, reverses it, pulls him down the mat in a headlock. Adams catches King off the ropes with a back elbow and pulls him into the wrong part of town where the Crow Brothers are waiting to do some damage. There's a juicy elbow dropped by Juicy JC Crow. It was JC, former USWO Tag Team Champion with Quentin Charisma and Hangin' Tough. Oh, Crow Chops! Josh and JC taking turns just chopping away on Teddy King. A rude welcome to Sawmill, if you will. Josh with a slam drops the knee right across the jaw of Teddy King. There's a cover. Ooh, 2.7 there, or 2 7/10 for those of you who prefer to use fractions. Here comes Damian Adams back in. Ooh, and rake across the back. Now Teddy King draping the ropes and Juicy JC Crow with a shot to the jaw. Adams now with a rear chin lock. Adams holding that chin lock. Referee Robert Knight checking to make sure everything's on the up and up here. King off the ropes, but Damian Adams waiting for him with a forearm smash. It puts him back down on the mat. Here's a tag on Juicy JC. Another juicy elbow. Here's LT wandering in. Look. And Robert Knight's got to remind him to please don't enter without benefit of a tag. JC Crow with a knee lift. Whips Teddy into the ropes. Oh, but they kind of collide and both go down. Both wrestlers struggling to get to their respective corner. And we got tags. Hey, here's Fireball Roberts. Drop kick for Josh Crow. Oh, look, Damian Adams grabs Fireball Roberts. Fireball Roberts reverse whip. There's a lariat for Damian Adams. Fireball is firing up here, folks. Fisherman suplex by Fireball Roberts. But only gets two. That was on Josh Crow. JC still making his way up to the apron. Oh, wait. Everybody's pairing off and fighting. Josh Crow, Fireball Roberts in the ring, and the other four outside. Fireball ducks the lariat, picks him up. The fire driver. Roberts gets over the cover, and that'll do it. Well, Chicken Hat taunts the losers. We'll just keep it going as we go to our last man standing match.
All right, wrestling fans, this is our last man standing match.
There's only one man in the ring.
What we're looking for is either inside the ring, outside the ring. We're looking for your man to be down for a 10 count, and you are the winner. That's it, brother. First, he was led to the ring by Jimmy Street. This is the exception, Zach Hartnell. And his opponent, TNT Motley. No time limit in this match. Here we go.
So Robert Knight calls for the bell here as we get the last man standing match going between the exception Zach Hartnell with Jimmy Street in his corner and TNT Molly. Of course, these two have had quite a rivalry over the last few months. Hartnell just chopping away on Molly, but Molly turns him around the corner and does some chops of his own. Hartnell off the ropes and blocks Molly down. Molly whips Hartnell across, splashes him in the corner, and Hartnell goes down. Molly picks Hartnell up, belly to back suplex. Molly now dropping elbows on the thigh of the exception, Zach Hartnell. Molly going for a figure four here, and he's got it. And I believe the procedure is to turn into the pain, or as Hartnell does, reach over and grab the bottom rope. But I don't think this is a last man standing match, so there's no rope breaks in this match. Molly finally relinquishes the hold, seeing that he ain't going to get Hartnell to submit on it. And Hartnell struggling to get back to his feet. Molly chop blocks Hartnell, so that's a signal he's going to go work the leg some more. Molly over with something to say to Jimmy Street. Hartnell catches Molly and gives him a spine buster and kind of crawls to the ropes so he can pull himself back up. Hartnell favoring those legs that Molly worked on a few minutes ago. Hartnell now throwing some forearms upside the head of Molly and whips him across. Molly goes right down on the mat, flat on his back. Hartnell still trying to shake off them legs getting worked a while ago. Hartnell with a bulldog. plants Motley into the mat. And Hartnell now massaging the throat of TNT Motley. Well, that's what Jimmy Street would say anyway. Hartnell now peppering that head with some rights. Hartnell now sitting on the top turnbuckle. Jumps off right into a TNT Motley boot and kind of staggers a little bit and falls down. Both wrestlers down, and now Robert Knight's going to count. Both wrestlers back up at 7. Motley with a lariat. Another one. Motley with a boot to the midsection comes off. There's the axe kick. Motley, though, goes down to one knee, a little slow to capitalize on this. Motley now, you know, climb up top. Hartnell back on his feet, though. Here comes Motley. Missile drop kick off the top. Both wrestlers down again, and Robert Knight counting. Motley back up to his feet. Hartnell with an inverted leg sweep plants Motley face first into the mat. Hartnell said something to Jimmy Street, and let's see. Jimmy Street hands Hartnell a chair. Of course, this is last man standing, so anything goes here. Hartnell backs Motley to ropes, a little slap across the cheek. Motley rock bottoms Hartnell on the chair. Motley pulls himself up, tries to pull himself up by the ropes. Hartnell just kind of rolling, keep rolling on the mat and hopefully keep rolling to the ropes, he thinks. Street now encouraging Hartnell to get up. And Hartnell can't get up before the 10 count. So Motley wins the last man standing. Motley takes care of business in his last man standing match against Zach Hartnell, as Hartnell can't get up before the Robert Knight makes the 10 count.
One more time, fans, give it up for TNT Motley. You're winning our last standing match tonight.
USWO promoter Tony Fault comes out to speak to the fans.
He's a loser. If y'all having a problem, take it to the back, because I got something to say to these nice fans right here at TK Sawmill Arena. How about it, fans? Are you having a good time tonight? I want to thank you. Thank you, y'all. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out here tonight. We will be back. They said he's mentioned it a couple of times, but we will be back on August the 9th. So mark it on your calendar. It's the second Saturday in August. USWO returns here. But I want to thank Angie and the Weatherby family. I want to thank Big Pro for letting us come here. We wouldn't be here if they wouldn't give us permission to come into their home each and every Friday night. Saw, NWA Saw, right here in the Sawmill. But go ahead and mark. Yeah, that's right.
TJ Sawmill.
I'm going to say that from now on out. But I thank y'all from the bottom of my heart for supporting us all these years. I went out to the Comic-Con and I got to see my old friend Bill Superstar Dundee with us. I got to see Jerry Jarrett, my old boss, the Jarrett promoter. And I got to see James E. Cornette, Jimmy. And I have been on the receiving end of that tennis racket a couple of times. Because we had a book many years ago in Louisiana. The match was the Midnight Express. Dennis Condrey and Bobby Eaton versus Tony Falk and a very young Shawn Michaels. And I remember that match that he showed me in the book where it was listed in Lafayette, Louisiana. But I tell you, I've been around the wrestling business a long time, but I've seen some good wrestling action here tonight. And some of these young men, no telling where they're going to end up. But once again, thank you for coming out, and it's main event time. One more time, give up to Tony Falk, everybody.
Time for our main event. Who will be the number one contender for the USWO Championship? Let's find out. So Big Man in Charge Chris calls for the bell for our main event as David Knox and Psycho Medic are nose-to-nose in the ring. Of course, this is the number one contender match for the USWO Championship currently held by Dyron Flynn. Medic with a little rake to the eyes to get things going here. I'd lock up a little bit, Medic. Pops David Knox upside the head. Now Medic getting all in Big Man in Charge Chris's face. Knox fires back with one of those big clubbing blows and sends Medic all the way out of the ring. Of course, both these men have held the USWO Music City Championship at some point in time. Neither one has ever held the USWO Championship. They could become one of the, potentially become one of the 34 men to hold this prestigious title. Both men back in the ring. Knox with big clubbing forearms. There's a double axe handle right between the shoulder blades of Psycho Medic, who's now down on his knees and close to the ropes. Knox now with a boot to the throat in the corner. Knox now wearing out Medic in the corner. Medic ducks a lariat. There's a chop block, and down goes David Knox. Medic now putting the boots right behind the left knee of David Knox. Medic now is standing on the thigh of David Knox and pulling back on that leg and drives that knee into the mat. Medic now yanking on the leg of David Knox, and Jimmy Street has wandered out. Was David Knox formerly a part of Jimmy Street's dynasty? And meanwhile, Medic pulls David Knox over to the corner. Medic takes David Knox's knee and rams it into the ring post. And Jimmy Street approves of this. Perhaps Jimmy Street could use a Medic in his dynasty. Both wrestlers back in the ring. Knox, a couple of blows in the midsection, but Medic rakes the eyes and again takes another shot at the leg of David Knox. Medic kicked through the ribs on Knox, who is down on all fours. Medic now takes Knox and drapes him over the middle of the rope and chokes him. Medic beating on Knox here for the last few minutes, slow and methodically. Medic now rakes David Knox's face across the top rope, and much to the chagrin of Big Man in Charge Chris, Medic shoots David Knox across the ring to the corner. Here comes Medic. Rams a shoulder into the midsection of the Canadian Lumberjack, David Knox. Shoots him back across the ring. Here comes Medic. Runs into a big lumberjack boot. Medic now pulls himself up with the ropes, and David Knox does the same. Oh, we got a slugfest in the ring, folks. Both men hammering away on the other one. Let's see who's going to come out on top on this. Medic down on one knee. Knox grabs him. Here's John Wade Murdoch out, and he clobbers David Knox. Medic grabs David Knox. Oh, here's, John Wade Murdoch and LT going at it. Knox and Medic going at it. Knox dumps Medic out of the ring. Meanwhile, LT spin kick John Wade Murdoch and sends him out of the ring. And LT and David Knox are in the ring. John Wade Murdoch and...
Aldous Pump, the world heavyweight champion. Who is the heavyweight champion? It's me. I am the most traveled wrestler this company has. I should be the heavyweight champion. It's a problem. I had this match won for 10 years. Dead Goof and his daddy has been holding me down. That's my number one contender. I should be champion.
What do you think you're talking about? I have you right here.
This show is going a little long, man. No disrespect, I love this place, but I want to get home with my family. Look, first of all, you and I, we still have bad blood. I'm not going to forget the way you sold out. You left these people hanging. You turned your back on me. And you, I have to give credit where credit is due. You came a long ways, Damien, for the ones that know the story between Damien Payne and LT Falk. I'm not sure that chapter's closed. Now you want to go and do this John Wayne Murdoch character, cutting up their body left and right. He has a match against Davey Richards coming up soon. I've got to give it to you. But you know what? I still want to kick your ass all over this building. Not just for me, but for these people. You want to be the champion? If anything, you deserve it. champion. I've held quite a few championship titles, but the one I have yet not held is the USL Heavyweight title. What about me, huh? It's a family promotion, but damn it, I could be a good people's champion. It was supposed to be a number one contender's match against these two. You stuck your nose in their business. You cheated these people out of a match. I don't want, they deserve better than that. That's why I came out to get some control. He's here with the stick. Dress, what do you, I mean, if you had your pick, don't show no favoritism, bro. I mean, what should we do about this? Who would you get the number one contendership?
What? I think we should do it this way, LT.
Let's have a four-way!
Yeah!
All four of us, and the winner becomes number one contender. I can't believe it. That sounds pretty good to me. I mean, it's fair, it's square, let the best man win. Matter of fact, should we do a four-way? Mr. Brian Peake, I want you to talk to Tony Fox. I want you to talk to Bart Durham, Big Drizzle. Maybe we can do it. I'm down for that. I'm down. Next show, Saturday, April the 9th. Right now, before we go home, I want you to do me a favor and give yourself a big hand. You make this place what it is. You wouldn't be no us if it wasn't for you. I can't say thank you enough for coming out tonight. Have a good night. God bless. I love each and every one of you. And hopefully Saturday, August the 9th, we'll pack this place. We'll have one hell of a show, right? Thank you guys once again.
Good night, everybody.
So at the next USWO event at the Sawmill on Saturday, February 9th, it looks like we're going to have a four-way match to determine the number one contender for the USWO Championship currently held by Dyron Flynn. That wrapped up the evening, and what an evening it was. You never know who's going to stop by the Sawmill, so make sure you come out on August the 9th. As for the podcast, you never know where it's going to be next, so stay tuned and find out, and thank you for listening.